Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Welcome back, good people. I'm good, man. I'm good. I can't complain, man. Thursday, September 23rd. September, almost out of here. Already. Week three starting tonight. How your week been going, man? I know you was on a different workout, Grizzy, these last couple few days. How that's been going?
No, I've been going good, man. You know, doing this no meat thing for a while, pause. So you know, I'm doing all right.
How long you been on that? That's
I just started this week. Right there. Yeah, I just started this week, and I told myself a week, you know, and then you know, I'll just see how far I can go. So we'll see.
Okay, I can't do that. I disappear. I gotta eat something, at least fish. But find some fried snapper somewhere, because my old spot that I used to frequent, it fell off a little bit, man.
Yeah, it got comfortable, huh?
Yeah, then it got comfortable, man. I used to go there a lot back in the day. Went back the other day, took the kids out there. Nah.
New ownership. It's new ownership, new cook, something.
So it got to be a new cook. Yeah, I hit my Spanish spots and I get that fried snapping. That shit different. But it fell off though, man. But yeah, man, we got some stuff to get into today. Obviously, football, week three tonight. Got the Panthers and the Texans. I'm gonna look ahead at some of these matchups this weekend. It's a little bit of basketball talk, some stuff going on in the NBA. You know, and obviously, you know, things going on around the world as well, which, you know. Already, that's always the case, but we got something that's been, you know, a hot button, been on our minds. I know we talked about it off the podcast, what's going on with the immigrants down in Texas, the Texas border around Mexico, and the immigrants, the borders, everything like that. That's always an issue, man. But what's been, I know, to take away some pictures, some videos we've seen with the border control and the Haitian immigrants. I know they have my blood boiling. I spoke on my IG, man. How you feel about everything that's going on?
Nah, man. The same. I speak the same sentiments, man. Like, just looking at some of them, the photographs, and just, you know, what we've continuously talked about. And just the photographs with, you know, you got parents holding their children. You know, you see them, border patrol on horses with whips. It's just troubling, man. And, you know, not to hear our administration come out and speak about it. You know, I know obviously trying to figure things out and get the right words to say to, you know what I mean? But it's tough to see. It's tough to see where, you know, you got people fleeing a country that's hurting right now, you know, that's hurting. They trying to, you know, flee to a better place. And I know us here in America, you know, we kind of see it, you know, on the Mexican border as well. But
What's going on with the Afghan,
you know, so, but it's tough to see how the people are being treated, man. And we got to do something about that.
Definitely, man. Hate to see it. Tough to see, you know, me being from South Florida, and I know all over the country, you know, it's a lot of immigrants, but especially down here, you know, got a lot of Haitian friends, Jamaican, Cuban, Dominican, from everywhere. And you know, you hate to see, I know, specifically speaking of what I saw, the pictures with the Haitian immigrants, it's always like, because I know we have wet foot, dry foot here, and I don't want to get into all the details of it because I don't know all the details, honestly. But seeing them pictures, man, and seeing the videos, not even needing, for me, I don't need to know the context of this or that. And I posted and some people, oh, they're doing their job. That's not a whip, that's a horse rein, or that's it. Man, look, man, if you hit me with some shit, it's a fucking whip. I don't care what it is. So it's just dead ass wrong. And then hearing the people that's speaking, that should be speaking, you know, directly out against anything like that, and not doing so, that shit pissed me off. Actually, Dr. Michael Eric Dyson said Daniel Foote, U.S. Special Envoy for Haiti, resigned yesterday, actually, because he didn't want to be involved with the inhumane deportation of Haitian immigrants, because they're sending what they're doing now is sending them a lot of immigrants back. Yeah, spending you know, a bunch of money sending them back on these planes, and they could, you know, be helping them. And it's obviously a complicated issue, obviously, at the border. But and for me, I don't care who's in office. Like, I just want people treated humanely, like, first and foremost, and then we go from there. So,
then that's it.
Yeah, I ain't interested in making it political or making none of that. You know, both administrations, every administration obviously has had issues at the border. But yeah, man, so my hearts and prayers going out to everyone, you know, seeking asylum, seeking a safer, better place for their family. You know, we got kids, we got family. Everybody out there does. I couldn't imagine being in that situation where, you know, you're fleeing and just trying to make a better way.
A better life for you and your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, like D Bus said, man, prayers to Haiti, to all my Haitian people. And US, man, we gotta step up, man. We gotta do better.
Got to. This is where leadership, man. This is where leadership steps in and does, you know. It's easy being a leader when everything going good, everything is easy and smooth, but this is you know, we all gotta find a way to do better. All right, man, let's get to, I guess before we even get to any football stuff, you've been paying attention to what's going on with the Sixers at all? Ben Simmons?
You know I have. Ben Simmons, I'm not reporting the training camp, and I'm not playing another game with the 76ers. Again, you know, I think we get bits and pieces of what's going on, right? We really don't see what's happening behind closed doors. But based off, you know, the last series that he played in, and, you know, looking at some of the interviews Doc Rivers has been doing and just, you know, I mean, what's going on, you can tell it's a rift there. Ben Simmons, he probably doesn't feel comfortable going back into the Philadelphia 76ers arena, in the locker room with the guys. Yeah. Having to sit there and face them. So I've definitely been watching. It's very interesting. What do you see happening there?
I mean, I feel like he's going to be moved, but for Philly, it's like, what can they even get? What can they get for him? You know, they already gave him his bag, so he got a big contract that the other team will have to take on. And when Doc made those comments, obviously, you know, right after a tough defeat, playoff loss, and they asked him, hey, you know, you think you can win a championship with Ben Simmons as your point guard? You know, this was after Simmons wasn't shooting. Simmons was doing terrible at the free throw line, you know, passed up a wide open dunk. And B said that's kind of when the game changed, when things changed. So it was a lot that went on. And then now Ben Simmons is kind of like, you know what, I'm good. I want to go in a different direction. So I feel like some point before this season, he's going to have to do it. You know, I hate to see him holding out and getting fined and missing out on that money and stuff like that, giving that money back. I never like to see players do that. Yeah. But I think it's definitely at a point where, you know, the NBA, these players, once they kind of get to that point where they make it known and clear they want out, more times than not, they get moved.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be – so where do you see him – ending up, you know, or him fitting, where would it be a good fit for Ben Simmons to go?
On the basketball tip, it's a little different. You know what I mean? Where I feel as though he brings a lot to your team. You know, he's a great defender. You know, he can penetrate. He can get his players involved. So I think a lot of teams will
rebound.
Yeah, he can rebound. A lot of teams will appreciate that. You know, it's just him getting in that gym and working on that jumper. And it's not like he has to go out and be a Steph Curry. But he got
to at least try, dog.
A good mid-range game, and be confident enough to shoot so they respect you.
You got to at least shoot it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't sit here and say, you know, one or two teams. I'm pretty sure that he can go somewhere and he can be really effective. He's still young. And I just know it's – I've never played on a Philly franchise, but I know it's tough. I know it's tough. You know what I mean?
It's a tough market to play in.
So I know even when he leaves the locker room, I'm pretty sure he's hearing it on the radio and sport and, you know, different sports nations or sports radio out there. So yeah. I think he'll go somewhere, man. I think he'll be hopefully he'll be effective.
I saw Minnesota being a possible landing spot. I think I saw that somewhere. A lot of people been connecting him to the Warriors. I think the Warriors owner actually got fined like 50 grand for talking about the possible trade in the San Francisco Chronicle. I think Stephen A. said this morning, if he went to the Nets, like that'd be an automatic championship. And I think if he goes to a team that
automatic championship for who?
For the Nets. That's what you know, Stephen A. said. I think the Nets stay healthy. That's the chip. I got, you know, in the West, I want to be on record again. I got the Splash Brothers. I got them light-skinned killers out there coming out the West again. Wiggins dealing with some things right now out there, but yeah, man, wherever Ben Simmons, if he ends up somewhere where the offensive firepower is, hey, we got more than enough firepower over here. We just need you to do these other things that you're great at. I think it's a good move. But once again, what you giving up for him? So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But you like the Lakers to win it this year, right?
Yeah, hell yeah. What you mean? They stay healthy.
Okay.
They got a mob over there. I don't care if they all over 30 plus or whatever, over 30 years old.
Oh, very old hey, mob.
They got a mob.
Experience, so, season.
Hey.
Season.
So we going to see.
What else we got, man, before we get into football?
Give me that Euro step. And we just finished talking about basketball.
Okay.
Euro step.
Jazz Chisholm and Josh Rogers. Now, you know, I big baseball show here. You know, we talk about baseball early on, you know, before NFL kicked off. We're talking about kind of new, the fresh blood, more people talking, more personalities. And this video was part of that. So the story behind this dude hit a home run. Hit the Euro story. At the home plate. Bum, bum.
Finished.
So this is the response from the pitcher after striking him out the next day. Ha!
Oh!
So who ripped that bit harder though? Hold on, I got to see it one more time, man.
Hey, that boy.
Yeah.
He traveled,
low key.
That was pretty.
He traveled, though. He traveled. Yeah. Got his ass.
Look at the shoulder work, though. You got to see the shoulder work. Hey, one more time.
One more time.
Hey, watch.
ESPN, don't take us down. Don't take the stream down.
Watch his shoulder work, especially the first
shoulder
one.
Work. Coming off the mound. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man. So I don't know how you feel about it, but I love it. You know, I love it, man. I think this type of stuff, you know, get kids more interested in it. You know, baseball has obviously been America's pastime, a lot of old rules. But I love to see this, man. I love to see this type of shit. Has the MLB taken a step past the NFL now? Because they're allowing this stuff. This has probably been a flag. And I leave.
Hey, it's no problem. It would have been. It would have been. But I like it. Like you said, man, that's what competition is about, man. You know. As the pitcher, as Josh Rogers, you hit a home run on me, boom, you do your whatever, I'm gonna get you back. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure the Florida Marlins was in the and they dug out, they probably got a kick out of that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's good for the game, it's good for the sport. I majority of the fans love it. I know the players love it. You know, hopefully NFL, man, hopefully somebody will call and get it somebody in, man, and tell them to pipe down on that taunt rule, man. But
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, I saw a report from somewhere come out saying that it's no plans to change the rule going forward. But hopefully the refs just kind of, all right, if it's egregious, okay. Because, I mean, come on, you don't want to be ruining games for that. But that, hey, that little tit for tat, that little back, that was petty. I liked it. I really enjoyed that. And I think it was the next day, too, which made it even better.
He was thinking about that all night.
He was thinking about that. Like, all right, I'm going to get his ass tomorrow.
I got something for him.
But before we get to these games, this week, Pro Football Hall of Fame announced 122 nominees for the class of 2022, including 10 first-year eligible players. Anquan Boldin, Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, Steve Smith, all wide receivers, offensive tackle Jake Long, center Nick Mango, outside linebacker DeMarcus Ware, DN, Sandman, Robert Mathis, Big V, Vince Wilfork, and then Antonio Cromartie. So all guys that we are very familiar with. First of all, congratulations to the guys.
For sure.
All 122 on any first ballot. Who you putting in the first ballot? You get. Yeah, who you putting in the first ballot from this group?
I would pick two, and then some people might be like, "Oh, AB, you crazy." But I will put Devin Hester and Robert Mathis in first ballot.
Okay.
And the reason, and my reasoning, Devin Hester, he changed that position.
Greatest ever.
The greatest ever. He changed that position. I don't care if it's and honestly, I don't even think they should have him as a wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? Have him as a returner. But what he did, what he was able to do, and just the way teams were planning for him. Look, we're not kicking him the ball. We're gonna punt away from him. We're kicking it out of bounds or whatever. But what he was able to do when he got the ball in his hands, man, it was unbelievable. And then obviously Sandman, Robert Mathis, man, I think he's still the leader in NFL history with sack fumble,
forced fumbles, yep.
So what he was able to do at that position, we always know the game is about game records. And I don't know what it is, what's a better game record than somebody who can sack the quarterback and get the ball for you. So,
yeah. And I'm going to go with those two. And those two guys, they got in common. They were the best ever at something. Devin Hester, he was the best ever at bringing that ball to the paint as a returner. Robert Mathis was the best ever at turning that sack into an instant turnover, which is obviously those are two game-changing things. So, yeah, I'm with you on those two. DeMarcus Ware will be another one that I would, think long and hard about. And then if you had some context to it, Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Because of, his numbers are crazy. He was super consistent. He was always, for a long time, he was a top three, top five guy. And if you looked at the quarterback position, Shaw was a good, good quarterback. But if you look at the totality of the quarterbacks that was throwing the ball, it don't even compare to those other guys who went in first ballot. He put up the numbers, man. Low touchdown totals, 70 touchdown receptions, I think. But, so Andre Johnson and DeMarcus Ware will be some other guys that I would consider. But Devin Hester, Sandman, For sure.
Yeah. Steve Smith, I think Steve Smith, he'll eventually get in there.
Anquan,
that receiver position so tough.
Logjam.
Yeah, for sure. So we're gonna see, man. I think it's gonna be I'm gonna put that back up there.
Big V, Big Vince Wilfork.
Nick Mango, Jake. I mean, everybody's is deserving.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of these cats are my teammates.
Who you
Cromartie, I'm in Indy. Big V in New England. Rob in Indy. Steve Smith in Carolina, and then Andre Johnson in Indy as well.
Yeah, our teammates with Quan and Mathis and Rob.
Yeah. All deserving, man. All, great contributors to the game.
For sure.
Shout out to the guys we got going on, man. A game tonight, man. Thursday night football.
Yeah.
Panthers, 7.5-point favorites against the Houston Texans, will be a home team missing their starting quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. Man, hopefully, speedy recovery to him. He's been catching a lot of tough breaks. We talked about that in our interview we had with him on the show and how he kind of, stays focused and keep going forward. But he was doing some great things, so I hate that he's out on this primetime game. But Panthers favored by 7.5, man. Who you got in this game? How you see this thing playing out?
I got the Panthers winning. I got them covering. So I got, you know, the Panthers, man, they look good right now. On both sides of the ball, playing complimentary football. Special teams is playing well. That front of the Carolina Panthers are balling. Got two dogs on the edge, balling at all three different levels. And then the offense is obviously going through C-Mac. You finally giving, you know, Sam Darnold some love. He got some weapons around him. He's in a situation that's cohesive. I just like what the Panthers are doing right now. Like you said, with Tyrod being out, I just think they'll take that hit. So I got Panthers winning and covering.
Man, that little half a point, I might have to buy that little half point. That's what Vegas be getting you. I probably get this line at 7. But I like them to cover a touchdown line, or I can live with that push. But Texans, you know, they've been playing well. They covered last week against the Browns. Lost, obviously lost Ty Taylor. And Mills came in, didn't play terrible. But Davis Mills against this Carolina defense, I think it's going to be a rough, rough outing. You know, they roughed up Jameis, roughed up Zach Wilson. Now they get another rookie quarterback, so they had a nice little start to start the season off. But that D-line, J.C. Horn, Chin, and Cole in the secondary, they've been balling. Shaq Thompson back in that 7, he's been balling at linebacker. So I like the Panthers to win the cover as well. And, yes, somebody's – I apologize to Sam, okay, but that apology now, that shit could be reversed real quick now.
Nah, it could be weeks. It could be reversed. But hey, look, y'all gonna start listening to AB.
Matt.
You know, I might not.
Right, see your internet some start. Must New Year's about to say some bullshit.
Yeah, it's just
okay, there you go.
It's all good. Just start listening to the kid every now and then.
There you go.
Now and then.
Had two good weeks.
Hey.
200 yards and two touchdowns for the first time in his career, I think.
But it's not even about Sam Darnold. Go over and look at the Jets and look what their quarterback is doing. He's running for his life. So again, like all I'm saying, like you just gotta have a support system around you in this game, man.
If you don't got that support system. Critically important. Important.
If you don't got that support system, it's tough for you to succeed.
You can't make bonehead decisions either. And, you know, he was doing that a lot in New York. So it wasn't all O-line and weapons and not even Gase. It wasn't all Gase's fault either.
Yeah, okay.
But we got a video mailbag today, too. We're going to get to a little later. You see with other games and lines. I know one line that I was definitely looking at.
So this is the game of the week right here.
Hold on. Let me check this out. Let me double check this real quick. Not that I don't trust you, Tone. But when I saw this line at first, the Rams were favored by 1.5. But, yeah, this is definitely the game of the week. Let me peep.
Well, why are you looking for that? I have the Bucks winning.
Oh yeah, the line has moved. The Bucks are favored by 1.5.
I have the Bucks winning, and I have the Rams covering.
So you see a 1-point game?
Yeah, I see a close game.
That's a nail biter right there. But damn, I should have got the Bucks. Saw this a couple. Nah. I should have got the Bucks plus 1.5, man. But I'm gonna go with the Bucks with I gotta take them. I gotta take them with the points. They obviously don't know which way to go on this one. I'm going with the Bucks with the fuck.
Now I got the Bucks winning and I got them covering.
Yeah, I can't. I was a bit close one, boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, AB does have COVID. I did see that. But even with Antonio Brown being I think he said that he'll probably clear protocol a couple of days before the game. But even if he doesn't play, the weapons that they have. It's just at the disposal. Gronk still, you know, looking like old Gronk. They still got Scotty Miller, who we haven't really seen. You know, Brate Evans, Goodwin, Godwin, like. AB's a dog, trust me, but
multiple weapons over there.
A lot of weapons. That defense got to tighten up, though. Defense been giving up, you know, uncharacteristically. A lot of points, a lot of yards. I know they had some injuries on the back end as well. That's probably why the Rams started out as the favorite. But this is going to be a good game. I can't wait to catch that one. So you going with the Bucks and the Bucks cover?
Yeah, I got the Bucks all the way around.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. Any other? Ooh, this should be a good one. Green Bay Packers, Sunday night football at the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers are favored by 3 at home. Ooh, how I feel about this?
I might.
The Green Bay handled business on Monday night football, but
yeah, I might go Green Bay here.
Green Bay with the points. Green Bay plus 3.
Yeah, I got Green Bay. I might go Green Bay here.
You think Green Bay back on track? Aaron Jones went off 4 touchdowns.
It was only one game.
He went nuts.
I'm talking about the first game with Green Bay lost.
It was
one game. I think, you know, what we saw against when they played against Detroit. All right.
So you got Green Bay. I don't know. I might have to ride with that great quarterback room over there in San Fran. running backs banged up though. Mostert's already out. Trey Sermon's hurt. A couple other guys are hurt too. So running backs are banged up. You know how much they depend on that run game.
That good quarterback room, that great quarterback room, my man D Butt talked about. D butt off that pack.
Nah, man. But that's gonna be a good one, man. Let me see what other, if any other games we got to look forward to. Justin Fields obviously gonna be starting, so that's gonna be exciting. They play at Cleveland. Justin Fields got to start. Andy Dalton's still out. Matt Nagy came out and said, when Andy Dalton's healthy, he's gonna be our starter.
I've heard it all before.
And I think, let's see if we've
I've heard it all before. Like,
but, you know, Coach Lynch said, you know, if Tyrod is 100%, he's back at the starting quarterback. So, I mean.
I don't believe that shit for a second. Yeah, hell no. Both of us have been around for a long time. You know what? I don't even feel like that's a.
He's not a man of his word?
I'm not saying it for – that's what I was about to say. I'm not saying it for Lynn. I like Lynn a lot, actually watching Hard Knocks and getting to kind of know him a little better. But that I feel like when you draft a guy 6 and he come in there and he ball, like that decision is even beyond the head coach. That's not his pay grade. The owner – if I'm the owner, we just drafted – come on, man.
You know how this game go.
I don't believe it. So they're going to come out and be like, oh, Tyrod Taylor, you know, he's not 100% yet, but he'll be ready to go if we need him in there. But we're gonna roll with the young kid right now. Y'all hear that shit? Yeah, man. So first and foremost, I had on Jim Shark a year ago too. So Jim Shark, I let me. First and foremost. Secondly, Justin Fields come out and play well. It's over with. It's like we knew. I knew it was Herbert's season. As soon as, unfortunately, you know, what happened with Ty with the Chargers, I feel like it's going to be the same situation here. They've been calling for Herbert, the fan base, anybody that's been covering the league's been saying Herbert should be playing for, I mean, not Herbert, Justin Fields should be playing for day one. Now that he's getting that opportunity, he gets in there, goes and balls. That's all she wrote. What you think, though? You think he'll go back to the red rifle? He's healthy. You taking Nagy at his word again? you taking the coaches at his word?
I mean, if Justin Fields come out on ball, I think it's going to be a tough decision to make. You know, I think if he comes out on ball, I think he definitely will start week 4. And it just depends on when Andy Dalton comes back. If it's, you know, a couple weeks down the line and Justin Fields and the Bears is rolling, you can't put Andy Dalton back out there. So I just think, you know, I think it's in Justin Fields' hands right now, depending on how he plays. If he plays well, if he balls – hey, look, got a new starter quarterback in Chicago. But if it's up and down, I think Andy Dalton will be a starter when he's healthy.
And Andy has, you know, I know Andy is taking a lot of heat, but Andy Dalton, look, he didn't look bad. He didn't look bad. You know, he gave his team a chance out there the first 2 weeks. Obviously got hurt, but Andy didn't look bad. Offensive line played better than I expected him to. David Montgomery looks good. Jason Peters looked better last week. You know, he's 39 years old. He was fishing when they called him out in the boat.
Right.
Said he was kind of 80% of himself, but he's kind of probably getting his legs under him coming into the fold of the season. So, you know, Chicago team might make some. What's the spread on this game?
7.
Browns favored by 7 at home. That's tough.
That's going to be tough on Texas. Going to be tough on Fields.
Yeah. You got that AJ Hawk right now. But like you said, though, definitely going to be tough on Fields, especially with that front. Myles Garrett, Clowney, and Co.
Yeah.
What were you saying about Fields before you glitched out on us?
Nah, I say it might be tough for him. That D-line going against that offensive line. Probably good for him. Be able to get out that pocket, use his legs, make some things happen.
Hell yeah. So what else we got, man? You want to get to this mailbag question?
That's a good tour.
Once again, a reminder for the mailbag, DB20TOAB41@gmail.com to submit your mailbag questions, either, you know, via email or whatever, just email, or you can shoot a video in, you know, get some FaceTime.
Yep. Sure. Here we go.
One of the day ones, Nicholas Riley Popovich. Always.
Hey boys, my question for you today is, when you guys came into the league, were you warned by coaches, veteran players, whoever, about how to handle social media, or is that something you kind of had to learn on your own? And with that being said, what would you guys say to a rookie now, whether they're an early round draft pick or a later round draft pick, and any advice you'd give them on how to handle social media, what to say when answering questions, et cetera, et cetera? Thank
you. Man, so.
Great question. You
know, yeah, great question. We kind of some old head. Social media wasn't as prevalent and as crazy as it is now. Back 2010, 2011, we was talking reckless on social media. You know what I mean? It didn't matter who you were, like, reckless. So we didn't have that much. I know I did get kind of pulled aside by Belichick one time for kind of going back and forth with Ocho before a game and got fined. But obviously it's a completely different world now. You know, they can take and twist whatever you say on social media. They can be the A block of every sports show or news show, you know, the next day. So I would definitely just say, people, you know, just be careful. Just expect everybody to see it before you hit send. And just be mindful of what you're doing, man. And, just, you know, be yourself. You know, sometimes you will say some wrong things that piss some people off. But if you stand on that and that's what you want to say and that's the message you want to deliver and curate, by all means.
Yeah, excuse me. I would say, so when I came to the league, all it was Facebook, and then I think probably year two was MySpace. So,
damn, you know,
yeah, it was a different world. But you know, nowadays,
Kevin Hart, damn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, nowadays, you know, they're hiring people to handle social media for the teams, so they got their eyes on everything that's going on. And if I had to talk to a young guy, just be like, look, or woman, young woman, is that think twice about what you're about to post, you know, and along the lines of what D-Buck was talking about. If you believe in it, if you stand on that, then, you know, you do your thing. But once it's out there, it's out there. And obviously, as we've seen.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, bro.
As we've seen, people, they go back 5 years, 7 years to look at these tweets and read these tweets. And, you know, people have been punished for it. So just be smart about what you post. Tom, that top 8, That top eight was crazy. I don't know who else in here was on MySpace, but there were some good times. Great times. Man, D Buck taking his break. Nakiba said she forgot her to send her question in. What's good, man? How y'all? Your week going? Hopefully your week is going good. Excited for this game tonight. Tom, Zach, 100%. The music was the best. And even being able to create your own page, man, your backgrounds and everything on there, MySpace was it. Hey, Van, this is something I got to deal with until somebody get out here, man. It's rough out here. How does Howard play? G.I. Joe 317, A.B. How? Who does Howard play this weekend? I don't even know, my guy. I got to look that up. Took that L last week against Hampton Institute. Okay, can NFL coaches decline taunting penalties? Nah, I don't think they can decline those. Yeah, I don't think they can decline taunting penalties.
What's time up to now from MySpace, man?
T-Pain, if it's smart for coaches to say openly they're trying to trade a player like Dan Campbell just did. I missed out. Who he say he trying to trade?
I think Jamie Collins, former Patriot. I think he went to the Browns as well. He ain't look too good out there. And I know they got some young backers that they're trying to go to. And I saw some reports they are holding him out of practice trying to trade him. So, man, I mean, I don't think that's the right move to say it publicly like that. I'll probably be talking him up. Probably try to make him look good, send him on some right. blisses or some shit. Get him up out of there. But he looking, yeah. So, yeah, Lions, yeah, shit. If the Lions, but that lessens your value, man. So they may have to end up releasing them or something. Who knows? But we'll see, man. Lucas, what you thinking of J.C. Horn? J.C. Horn is balling right now. I saw his stat. The All-22 film, Akiva actually hit me and told me this. That's coming back to Game Pass tomorrow. So I'll be able to – it's much better to be able to have a real opinion on DBs when you're watching the All-22. It's tough. Yeah. On those TV copies, but from everything that I've seen, he's been balling. He's been living up to that. What did he go number 8 overall billing? So, like you said, the font they got him projected already in the hall. But now he's balling, man. Young boy's balling. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. Obviously, coming from a great pedigree, his pops played in the league for a long time. Joe Horn, same thing with Surtain. Surtain is balling as well, just like his pops. So Sante Samuel Jr., same thing. These guys coming from a lineage where they know what to expect.
They know the game. They know the game.
Yeah, he's balling. Somebody just asked about Asante Samuel Jr. Yeah, I liked him. I like him a lot. I like him a lot coming out. He's a dog.
Ball hawk, always around the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Yeah, man. Now, I got to go back to MySpace real quick, though. MySpace or AIM? Hey, which one of you had to choose one of? Because AIM had a run, man, especially when those sidekicks came out.
Yeah, AIM had a run.
That was fine. 28.
That was all my college years and in the league. That MySpace hit different, though, man.
MySpace gets your ass caught up back in the day, boy.
I mean, shit.
You mess around, move somebody in or out of that top 8 or top 4 or whatever. Oh, no, who is that?
Eight, You got to be smart, man. You got to move smart. All my homeboys is in my top eight.
Yeah. Who is that, man? I don't know, man. I don't know. Tom be tripping, man. But yeah, AIM was that shit though. MySpace, jammed up. Then Facebook at that time was only for college students.
Yeah, I knew that was over when my homeboy from the crib, when he requested me as a friend, I said, hold on. Oh, yeah, it's about to get ugly. They let your ass on here? I said, yeah, it's about to get ugly. Yeah.
You had, it matter of fact, damn, we old. Because I remember the first.
Speak for yourself, player.
Nah, we old, cuz, because you older than me. I remember the first, maybe a CD or something we got for Skype. We had to download Skype on the computers, and that was the first kind of video chat type thing. Like,
yeah,
it was on like the desktop. I remember that.
Man, you know how I'm like, yo, I'm up there. So at one point we didn't have a computer in the crib, you know. Mm-hmm. So if I needed to type of paper, Mom Dukes had to bring a typewriter from work. I was like, oh yeah.
Come on, man. I ain't never have to use no typewriter now.
Hey, it was rough, man.
But I know you don't know how to type either, so you were
crazy. You crazy. Then you gotta slide the joint back.
I ain't that old. I ain't have to do that. We had,
I don't know nothing about that, man.
Now we didn't have an internet. I remember them ain't the AOL dial-up. CDs. You had to go put it in, get your free 50 hours. Y'all don't remember that, man. Y'all too young for this, man.
Man, good time.
Y'all had it good, man.
And I know you had the whole encyclopedia. You ain't had the encyclopedia jokes?
The real one?
Yeah. So you had the encyclopedia books from A to Z.
Oh, nah, hell no. Nah. Not that I remember. We had phone books.
Hey, yeah, we had phone books too, but them encyclopedias, bro, like.
Phone books are damn near punishment. Hey, go look up, you get so-and-so fixed. Go on the white pages, yellow pages, and look this or that up, man. Yeah, floppy disk books, CDs. We seen the evolute cassettes, VHSs. We seen a lot in our day, man.
A whole lot, man. Hey, Tone know what it is, man. You had to be accurate on them on the typewriters, bro. I'm trying to tell you, because if you messed up, like you either had to start all over or you had to white it out and write it in. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like on the
Real shit, I've never used a typewriter for something. Like, I played around on. We had one in the house. But never was it actually used for the...
You had to be accurate on that one, boy. Like, no messing up. Like, no missing period. Like, you trying to go back and put the period in a black pen. Woo!
Man. Those are the days, man. So what up, man? What y'all got for us, man? Let's get some questions. We got 15 more minutes. What else is there to talk about out there? Anything else going on?
Yeah, D-Bot. Hey, what? Grandma had the encyclopedia junk.
Oh,
Mike Wilson, he had the blue set.
See, I don't remember, man.
The whole show. That's how it is. It was the whole show.
So what was you using for, though?
I mean, it was like if you needed to find something, like some type of information or whatever the case may be, you go, hey, go get that encyclopedia real quick. It was Google. Like, it was Google for real. But it was in the form of books.
Google before Google, if y'all remember this. You remember what was Google before Google? It was a man we had to... We used to have to ask him, and he had all the answers.
Who?
Ask Jeeves. You remember that? Ask Jeeves knew everything, boy. That was before Siri, before Google. Ask Jeeves. Jeeves was a smart motherfucker. I got to look him up, too. Jeeves. I got to figure out what happened to Jeeves. What happened to Tom? Tom probably got that check and cleared it. Who bought MySpace? Yeah, Ask Jeeves a mother. I'm trying to look him up, matter of fact. But boy, memory lane.
Good time. Good times. Good times.
Good time. Let's see what y'all got, man. Anything good? Da 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 da. Somebody said that's great.
Your best. We had a question up here. What was that?
Colton said if Tom got paid from MySpace and never looked back. Smart Ben, man.
Ben Kendrick. The best rookie cornerbacks in the game right now.
Like I said, that's tough for me to, based off what I've been seeing on TV, though, you know, J.C. Horn has lived up to it. Surtain, he's in the starting lineup now due to injury. He's been balling.
Samuel Jr.
Asante out there in L.A. Trying to think who was. I haven't really got a chance to break down Newsom out there in Cleveland yet, but I know he won a starting job too. But I know more when I get this all 22, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I had something for y'all next week.
Josh Allen. Why is Josh Allen having a slow start?
Somebody started. Somebody told you that too. Told you it's gonna be hard to repeat that level of success, but I think he'll.
It's two games. Y'all chill out.
Yeah, get on point. Yeah, hey, he asked a question. What's King Dion asked a question? Why is Josh Allen having a slow start? What's your opinion on that?
Let me look up Josh Allen's stats.
Last year though.
Hold on.
But let's just talk about last year real quick first. Last year was a phenomenal leap in production. He played out of his mind. That was an MVP caliber year. Especially as the year got later on, you saw that they had no threat of a run game. That was why people still is a rough cover in week one.
And it's kind of still the same right now. So he got 449 passing yards, 3 tugs. 1 pick, 78 passer rating. So, we'll see.
It's been no run game.
But I think we'll have to see what happens in the next few weeks, man.
We'll reconvene after about 4 weeks, but he is having a slow start. I think everybody expected him to hit the ground where he left. Last year was a different year for a lot of different reasons, and Josh excelled. So now the great ones, they do it back to back to back to back to back. But speaking of Josh Allen, he did get a bag this offseason. Another quarterback in that class with Lamar Jackson. I know he's representing himself, and I saw a report saying that he's, you know, so engulfed in football season and stuff like that, that he hasn't really been focusing on the contract. My suggestion, my advice to him would be, hey, get that contract done, sign, sealed, delivered as soon as possible, and get, you know, $10 more more than Josh Allen got, because, I mean, Lamar.
Especially coming off that game.
What?
Last special.
Week. He is special, man. He is special. What else we got?
Hey, I got a question for you. Somebody asked, did you G.I. Joe, did you get your ass beat every day in practice? You had your good days and your bad days, brother.
Good days and your bad days. Obviously, AB played with Manning. I played with Luck. But, some days I get him. Some days he'll get me.
Yeah.
And same with the receivers that you're lined up across. But those were the guys that they knew you the best. You knew them the best. And we definitely got each other going back and forth. Good times. What else we got, man? What other matchups? Any other interesting that Indy Tennessee play this weekend? Saints and Pats. Saints at the Patriots. Patriots favored by 3.
I would go Patriots here.
Patriots. Game at home.
Yeah, I'm going Patriots.
Man, the Saints, man, the Saints, man. Shit, they just so like the Saints from week one and the Saints from week two is just, I mean, they look like two completely different teams.
Yeah.
So it's hard, but the Patriots, you know, they look like the Patriots. Like, yeah, they'll continue to get better. So I see why you're going with the Patriots. I got to think about this one, though.
Yeah, I'm going Patriots, man. Solely from the defensive standpoint. You know what I'm saying? And even on the offensive side of the ball, they call a good game, you know, as far as, you know, running the rock, you know, screens. And again, I think the Patriots, they just look more consistent. Even though it's only week three, but –
Mm-hmm.
But Patriots defense, man, is gonna be real.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Kamara got to get back on track. Jameis got to get back on track. So Boston Connors, he put a tub talk video. He be doing every week. That shit be having me crying. He said Jameis LASIK on a week to week basis, but nah, he looked bad last week. Made some bad decisions. The whole team looked bad, though. I know they were going through some things. Had eight coaches out, I think, with the COVID protocol. So, it was, you know, no excuses, no explanations. Got that ass whooped. Let's see if they bounce back. So, Saints, that defense will be against a rookie quarterback. But like you said, Patriots, they're going to call a good game on defense. And Mac Jones is shown he has some control of his offense. So, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
This will be a tough one. Should be another good game, though. A lot of good games, tough lines. This game, I'm only picking about good four games that I'm going with. A good four. But I'm definitely worried about Kamara, though. That was my one pick in our fantasy football draft.
My man D722, he boy talking with a list. Typing.
What that? And put on that typewriter.
Hey.
Saints got this one.
Gotcha. Talking with a list. What?
The Saints got it. Yeah, let me see. Let me find another good. My Dolphins at the Raiders. Raiders favored by 4.5. You know the Raiders on that one.
You got Raiders on that one?
Yeah, I got the Raiders on that one. Raiders been looking good, man. Off defensive line. Hey, defensive line been getting. They've been getting after these first 2 weeks and not even having the blitz. And who is it? Gus Bradley over there, I think, is the D coordinator now. So he's, you know, he got the boys playing some defense, and Derek Carr is putting that shit on his back when he needs to. So obviously they got Jacoby Brissett starting for the Dolphins this week.
You think he can take over that spot?
He got to play well. It's going to be a tough matchup on the road, going across the country for your first start. You know, obviously Jacoby's been around. Yeah, he's been around for a while. He's a vet, so these pass rushers, they was getting after Lamar. They was getting after Big Ben, so I'm sure they're going to get after Jacoby as well. Can he take the spot? I think so. If he can show that he can drive the ball down the field, consistently make plays, because I don't think the Dolphins are completely sold on Tua just yet.
You are.
But I like him. You got to be able to stay healthy, though. You know, your best ability, especially at the quarterback position, is availability. You got to be out there. And, you know, it's early on in his career. He came in with a big injury in that hip. So can he stay out there, number one? And then can he continue to get better? So these first 2 weeks, even when he was out there, it didn't look great. It didn't look great. So Jacoby definitely got an opportunity. They just coming off a 35 shit beating too. So I'm sure they'll come out with some fire lit up on her asses. But I think I got the Raiders covered. Oh, man. Get this.
Atlanta and the Giants, man. This is going to be a good one right here.
Get this shit off the screen.
Hey, it's going to be a good one. I got the Giants getting their first win, though.
Me too. I'm right there with you. Falcons fault, though. They fought last week. They were fighting. They were about to cover. Then Mikey Edwards came in and pick six. And then it got ugly. But before that, Matt Ryan and the boys, they were moving the ball. I think Matt probably threw for 300 plus. And they were fighting.
He always going to throw for some yards.
Yeah, you know better than me. But we learned our lesson about the Falcons. Bengals at the Steelers.
It's going to be a good one. Good dog
I'm
fight.
Going to Steelers. I'm going to Steelers on this one. But Big Ben got to do something, man. My God, yeah. He's hurt too. He got a pec injury, left pec injury that he's dealing with. Mm-hmm.
I know you going with your guy.
I might go with them to cover if they should have beat. They should have beat the Cowboys ass last week. If we keep it a buck, you know the refs did a number on these boys last week, but. I think I'm gonna take the Chiefs with the points. I mean, not the Chiefs, the Chargers with the points on this.
The points?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Chargers with the points on this. I think Chiefs win.
Oh no!
I'm take the Chargers with the points on this one.
Oh no!
Justin Herbert, let's go. That's red zone turnovers.
Hey, look, I'm gonna just throw this out here. Hey, I'm gonna throw this out here for you, D-Buck.
What's up?
We gonna come back to this probably like. Week 8, week 9, but
I see it. Hold on, you got to run it back. Your internet jumped in there. That's Spectrum. Spectrum got to get a fine. You said what now?
I said, we might have to come back to this the middle of the season, week 8, week 9, but you talking about these quarterbacks? They ain't looking good right now, brother.
It's week 3 right now. Justin Herbert looked
That's why phenomenal. I just said we'll come back week 8, week 9. We'll come back week 8, week 9.
He just got cheated. He just had to put his right to his tackle on IR. But trust me, any quarterback, them San Fran guys, they gonna bounce back this week. Jalen Hurts be good. What other quarterbacks on my list? Tua, Jalen Hurts. Justin Herbert.
Herbert.
Tom Brady.
Nah. Hell no. Nah.
Jameis. I was on the Jameis train.
Nah, me too. I was on the Jameis train too.
Who else? Man.
Who else you was on? Who else you was hyping up? Like you said, out there in San Fran.
That's probably it. I still got faith in my guys.
Okay.
I still got faith in my guys. Seattle. Hold on. Let me see. We didn't click on the Seattle game. Seattle at Minnesota. They favored by 2.5 at Minnesota. Yeah, I'm going to take Minnesota. I'm going to take Seattle now. I know they pissed off about what happened last week. Shit, Minnesota should be pissed off too, missing that. Field goal at the wire, but a lot of good games this week. Tough lines. I'm gonna give you about four games. All right, they're gonna be locks. Back, huh?
I'm back.
Ain't got your video.
Yeah, what's up,
you look like one of them pros on Twitter, something. Talking all this shit, don't even have a profile picture up. But yeah, man, another week. I gotta make some money this week, man. I'm gonna put me a nice little 14 on there. Get some dough. I know the Bucks gonna be on there for sure. But yeah, man, Panthers, Texans tonight. We both got the Panthers. You got them at 7.5. I'm gonna try to buy that hook and get them at 7. But I like them to win and cover. Davis Mills. I think he plays a little below average today. Tough defense he's going up against. Or his defense just been going up against some shitty offenses.
Nah, I got the Panthers, man. They're going to do their thing, man. I think we got to watch out for the Panthers, man. Keep your eyes on them boys. Defensively, man, they balling.
We haven't really been let down on the primetime games yet. You know, this – The Rams-Bears one was probably the most, you know, I could turn this off after a certain time. But so, as Nikiba said, slightly concerned this may not live up to the billing. But I didn't expect a great one from the Washington football team, the New York Giants. And we got a great one that night. So, I'm holding our hope, Dill. So, appreciate y'all, man. Tell a friend. At some point, you know, we're going to have – the internet smooth and all that, you know, for y'all. But until then, this is not a zero operation. All
right? Got to grind it out, baby.
Yeah, you got to grind it out, baby. But we'll see y'all on Saturday with our picks. Saturday. Yeah, and probably just listen to the picks. It's probably fatal at this point. But now we'll see y'all Saturday, and then on Monday, Overreaction Monday for week 3. We back, man. Already week 3 in the season, man. Appreciate y'all.
Peace. We out.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that mailbag. We out.